Tech.
Yeah, Steven?
He's on a job. Can I take a message?
Yeah, this is Patrick with Cardiff. Does he maybe have an email? I know he's pretty busy, too.
He does not personally have his own email. His wife has one, but I'm not sure if he ever gets to see it.
Okay. Do you guys have, like, an info one for Land Tech or no?
Let me see. We just set up a new one. Let me get it for you.
All right, cool.
Second. The email is landtechdesigns@hotmail.com.
Perfect. And then that's designs with an S at the end, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Does Steve actually have anybody else who helps him out with financing too, like a CFO or anybody like that, or does he take care of all that for you guys?
He does that all himself. We're not, you know, really that large of a company, so he just does that himself.
Okay, yeah, right, kind of what I was expecting too. Does he also have a voicemail too, or is that just you as well?
That is just, it comes through me, and then I give him the messages just because he can't have his phone ringing all day long while he's out, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Could I just leave you with my info then and let him know I called whenever he gets back in?
Sure.
All right, just let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready right now.
All right, my name's Patrick.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling with Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different.
Uh-huh.
And then my number's 858.
Uh-huh.
252.
Uh-huh.
1481.
Alrighty.
How's business been for you guys out there this summer?
Oh, extremely busy. We still are on a wait list for landscaping and everything. So they're working until late at night and come in early in the morning. So
I was just going to say, what's that waiting list you guys are on? Is that,
Our landscape customers. We have like a month waiting list of just for them to get to the yards and do the landscapes.
For customers that need work done?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Yeah, kind of why I was giving you guys a call then. We might be able to help you guys out. We actually had you guys pre-approved for some equipment and capital, so, you know, just trying to see how business was going. But, you know, with all the, you know, the busy time of year and everything, it sounds like you guys might be able to use some additional capital and everything.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I can always just have him give you a call. Are you guys, are you open on the weekend, or would it be best Monday morning?
Yeah, any time during the weekdays.
Okay.
We're not open on the weekends. But if
okay.
I'll shoot him an email, too, and then, you know, if he wants to get back to me that way, that might be easier for him, too. But other than that, I always could try and give him a call on Monday if that's a good time for him, too. I know he's pretty busy.
Okay, yeah, normally if you're trying to talk to him in person, it would be early in the morning Monday, or in the morning any day.
Mm-hmm.
After the morning, he's not typically back until about 7 o'clock at night. So,
okay, yeah, I can make note of that. What time is he usually in early in the mornings, too?
He gets in at 9.
Okay, so, yeah, we're out here on the West Coast, too, so a few hours before you guys, so I can call him in the morning. That probably might be easier for him. But, if you want to just let him know I called, and then I'll shoot over email, too, and then follow back up with him on Monday. But, if he has a few minutes maybe later on in the day, have him give me a call if he, you know, if he's free.
Okay. All right. Well, I will leave the message for him.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.